Natasha, Jenna 1, and so here we are reading the next section of Chapter 3. He sat here, con de depare. De was the verb, de plus pare. He here sit did. We will meet at the monastery. Non so, cumba la tukiyin. Tuk plus gyin. The verb is tukpa. We, monastery, at, meet, will. She is buying a house. Kong kangba nyogi du. She, house buying, is. The verb nyowa, to buy. Nyo plus gidu. You will talk to him. Kerong kung la kecha shigere. Ke cha shewa is the verb, and it's kecha she plus gire. You, him, to speak will. I'm going to go to the market. Na tum la drogi yin. And it's drowa is the verb, dro plus gyin. I market to go will. He ate yak meat. Kungi yaksha separe. And the verb is sewa. And it's se plus pare. Ki yak meat he did. Actually, that verb is sawa. To eat. The instrumental gi is used in the sentence above because the verb is active. The pronouns of past tense active verb forms are followed by gi. If the pronoun were na, it would become nge. Kong becomes kongi, and so on. Also known that the verb eat, sa, changed to se when made into past tense. Had the sentence been in the present or future tense, the verb would have been remained sa plus the appropriate ending. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Sinchanango.